3100. No purchase necessary.
705, Crooks Are Stupid, coming up on WAVA, then news and traffic. But first, our Monty. Favorite new 900 number.
Monty.
Hi, I'm Monty Hall. Monty. Welcome to Let's Make a Deal. Now you have a chance to win great prizes, including this month's grand prize, a trip for two to the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas.
This poor old man, forced to do this to make a living.
He's my idol.
$500 spending money. Plus, there are other great prizes, too, including jewelry, appliances, cookware, radios, luggage,
cookware,
stereos, and more.
Cookware.
So let's get ready to play.
All right, Monty.
Press 1 if you're calling from a touch-tone phone.
All right, can do.
Hope it's Teflon cookware.
Can do, like can a Teflon do. Mirror.
Tough to know a little bit about people who are playing, so please enter your area code.
All right. Now, do we have to... I thought we got by that. I hate the busy stuff they make you do. Darn it. Monty.
Montman.
Monty, I'm dressed as a carrot. I want to play.
Press 1 if you're male. Press 2 if you're female.
All right, this is where you press the both of them at
press
the same time.
Both of them, and that sped things up a little bit. Monty.
Monty.
I'm dressed as a roll of paper towels, Monty. Rip off
now,
one of my sheets.
Now, here's how you play. Listen carefully.
If you played the game before, you can go right into the game by...
Yep. Pressing 1.
Okay. Yeah, here's one of those tough questions coming up right now.
Here we go. Okay.
I'm sorry. The correct answer was 3.
Wrong.
Hey,
Monty.
We don't want you to go away empty-handed.
Wait a minute.
So I'd like to give you a consolation
prize.
We didn't
even get a question,
here's
you jerk.
To tell you how to get it.
Monty.
Get your prize.
Oh, shut
Please
up.
Please enter your area code.
Where's Jay?
Jay Stewart is dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll try it again later this morning on WAVA.
Darn it.
Sorry for you legions of Jay Stewart fans out there.
Monty didn't even ask a question.
I guess we'll never know what was in the box he was carrying down, huh? It's 7:06. At WAVA. If you want to try that number, folks, it's pretty expensive, so let us waste Alan Goodman's money. It's 900-860-4332.
It's Ladies Watches.
And now we're ready for America's favorite comedy feature. We still call this
Crooks Are Stupid.
All new stories, all new crooks for 1990. John and Karen Miller of Knoxville, Tennessee were mugged while walking to their car after a late-night dinner at a restaurant. Their assailant was of medium build with no distinguishing features, and it was learned later that he had no previous arrests.
Mm-hmm.
The crook stole their jewelry, credit cards, and over $200. A police spokesman said the man might have gotten away with the crime if he had not been wearing a University of Tennessee t-shirt. Though the Millers could not find his picture in any of the mugshots the police showed them, they were able to guess his approximate age and search through some old University of Tennessee yearbooks and identify Billy Wingate of Knoxville as the mugger.
Yeah.
The suspect was then easily located by police and arrested.
All right. Nancy Redding of Marston, Ohio, told police she just got fed up with seeing all the women on television and in magazines looking so perfect, and she knew that with the right makeup, she could be just as good looking. The 32-year-old woman borrowed her brother's gun and went into a local department store. Redding informed the sales girl at the cosmetic counter that she had a pistol in her purse and demanded the most expensive cosmetics and a complete makeover to show her how to apply it. The nervous sales girl remained calm and complied with Redding's demands. After smoothing on a face cream makeup on the armed woman, the sales girl instructed Redding to shut her eyes so that she could apply eyeshadow and liner. With the criminal's eyes closed, the sales girl was able to grab the purse and then screamed for assistance from fellow employees. Redding is currently undergoing court-ordered psychiatric treatment.
And finally, 19-year-old Thomas Marks of Hanover, Maine, was arrested for attempting to steal a $600 bike. Mm-hmm. The larceny occurred when he spotted the bike unchained outside a local sandwich shop. He grabbed the 12-speed and started to make his getaway when the bike's owner, Harvey Fisher, emerged from the shop and screamed for him to stop. Even though Fisher was on foot, he quickly caught the other guy and the bike. A witness was quoted as saying the jerk didn't even know how to ride the bike. He couldn't shift out of first gear.
Yeah.
He had no idea why he was going so slow when his feet were spinning around a mile a minute.
All right.
Police were called to the scene. He was arrested.
The story you have just seen is true. The names were changed to protect the innocent.
Crooks are stupid! On WAVA, low budget Jeopardy and a visit with Charlie coming up in a couple of seconds.
All right.
But now at 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, here's Miss Prune.
Hey, in the classroom, 29 degrees in Washington at 7:09. Good morning, I'm Lori Neff with WAVA News, brought to you by Kuppenheimer, America's number one value clothier for men. There it was for all students at the Richard Montgomery High School to see. Smash computers, burn books, the remainder of what used to be the school's very own TV studio. Montgomery County police also say there were...